Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
According to the new University of Limerick research published yesterday, employees are reluctant to step up to senior leadership roles due to concerns over their work-life balance. Dr. Sarah Kieran is Assistant Dean and Associate Professor in the Department of Work and Employment Studies at the Kemmy Business School at UL, and she joins me now to tell me more. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. Now, this work-life balance was cited as the number one reason why nearly a third of respondents would choose not to pursue a career progression. I'm slightly alarmed by that stat, but tell me more around it.
Yes, it certainly is worrying, and it's important that we dig into it and understand it. This research was commissioned by the Irish Centre for Business Excellence by way of SkillNet Ireland funding. It was undertaken by the Kemmy Business School Work Futures Lab. We had 14 organisations across the country involved. They had told us anecdotally they had concerns that they had a lot of vacant leadership roles. So looking for people to step up, and sometimes people not, or sometimes not necessarily the right people coming forward. So we asked them to identify people in their extended leadership team, so not sitting at the top table, but that one step below, that they would have categorised as high potentials. Organisations of all kinds do this. They have their eyes on certain people as future leaders. We brought over 110 of these people through focus groups, and then we did a broader survey into the extended leadership teams in these organisations. We'd over 600 responses. Now, what we found was really interesting. The organisations have identified the right people because 86% of them agreed. They said, yes, we do see ourselves as leaders. We identify as leaders and we feel we're ready, we're capable. The question then was, if the call came to step up to lead, would they be willing? Because there's a difference between having the skill to lead, but also the will to lead. And this is where things became concerning. Roughly one third said, yes, I am ready, but no, I will never step up to lead. Another third said, yes, I'm ready, but not quite now, maybe in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And then a further third said, yes, they are ready, which is a good thing. But we need to go back then and look at those that aren't ready yet or may never step up.
Okay.
This is where work-life balance came into account. It seems to be a little bit of a double-edged sword. So organisations have made great stride in terms of work-life balance, particularly since COVID. 69% of these future leaders engage in blended working. 50% of them are using flexi time, and they really, really value that. They have found a really nice work-life balance and they don't want to give it up.
Let me ask you two questions, Sarah. The first one is, this is over 14 companies, 550 odd people. Is that a big enough sample to be representative in your view?
Well, when you are sitting 112 of these future leaders down in small groups of 3 or 4 and having an hour and a half long conversation, I think you're getting to the heart of the matter. We had some very interesting conversations. The statistics behind that, yes, that would be deemed a generalizable sample. But, you know, there's also an argument, Bobby, you could take 2 or 3 people, sit them down and listen to their story and get to the heart of the matter as
My second question is, can we benchmark this against anything in previous surveys, or do we know how this has changed compared to the way it used to be?
Yes, you know, it's a really interesting question, because we know that leadership is all consuming. Okay, we've known that for years. We know when you step up to be a leader, there is a view that you're always on, even when you're off, you're always on. There's huge risk in leadership. It's quite a political space, there's a lot of conflict at the leadership table. Now, politics and conflict is kind of a good thing, because if we don't have conflict at the table, we're not digging deep enough to find the right decisions for the organisation. We also know that there is inherently a lot of risk in leadership. Yeah. And again, that's a good thing. You know, if leadership isn't risky, are we really asking the right questions or moving forward in the right way? The problem is that it becomes almost risky at a personal level. So one's well-being, one's mental health, and personal risk also includes the family. So this is where the work-life balance comes in.
I just wanted to ask you another question, and this is around where this all ends up, because we need people to lead. We need entrepreneurs coming through. And, you know, you talked there about people working from home, people working flexi time, and lots of companies committing to that. There's a view out there, and I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, that as this will all sort of pan out, will we end up with a scenario whereby the people who get promoted and the people who get on in business and the people who are offered more money will be the people who go to the office versus the people that end up at home? Will it balance out in the basis that if you stay at home, you won't be promoted and you won't get more money, versus if you come in, that's where the opportunity is?
That is the worry. And the question mark then is, if all the people at home are the ones who are trying to strive for a work-life balance, trying to build strong communities outside of work, trying to engage in broader, you know, sports, hobbies, the GAA. And they are saying, OK, I can't step up to lead because I will sacrifice too much. Yeah. One of our quotes was, is the juice worth the squeeze? Now, are we happy that the only people stepping up are the ones driven only by financial reward, career ambition, you know, or do we want more holistic, human-centric organisations with people who are actually more sustainable? Because really, that's the direction we want society moving in. We want people at the leadership table that really do care, that have strong values. Yeah. And there is a concern. And actually, one of the things that's really fascinating about this research is, we've known for years, Bobby, that women make these choices. Okay, it's something organizations have been trying to tackle for a very long time. Women choose to step back because they look up and they say, yes, it's a noble calling, it's purposeful, I may have great career ambition, but it's too much of a sacrifice.
Okay.
Actually happening now is men are making the same choice. So it's becoming a little less gendered, which is really interesting.
Well, look, it's an interesting piece of work, Sarah. That's Dr. Sarah Kieran, the Assistant Dean and Associate Professor in the Department of Work and Employment Studies at the KEMI Business School. Thank you for joining us this morning, Sarah.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.